It's time for WGRR's Ask the Builder with Tim Carter. Tim is here to answer your home improvement questions at 513-749-1035. Now, here's Tim.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. I'm Tim Carter. This is the Ask the Builder show, and you are listening to WGRR Hamilton, Cincinnati. And I invite you to the program and become a part of it. It's so simple to do. 749-1035, 749-1035. Give me a call. If you've got a question, I'll do my best to answer it, as I do each and every week. And, of course, producing the show today, we've got Ryan here, and Carly is here as well, answering the phone. So when you call, tell Carly good morning. She's what a trooper to wake up and come in and answer the phones. It's always great to know the people behind the scenes who really make the show happen. You have to realize that actually producing a radio show, it's not that easy. It's not as easy as you might think it is. Actually, you can see a photograph on the website of the what we call the board that actually makes the radio show happen. I've got it at the AskTheBuilder.com website. And requires a little bit of training to make that thing work. I can tell you, I ran the board on my own show for about 9 years, and it's really wonderful to have Ryan here at the controls so that I can concentrate on your call. Oh yes, so we were both kind of lamenting before the show how it was kind of a long week, and I must admit it was. It just kind of seemed to drag on, but here it is Saturday, and if you've got a job planned, maybe I can help you through it and save you some time and some money. So make sure you give me a call, 749-1035. A couple of things I want to talk about today. Number one, we're in that period of summertime weather where some areas get rain and some areas don't. We don't get these widespread, long-lasting rain events. And if you happen to be in an area where there's not a lot of moisture, and my house happens to be one of those, in other words, this past week, if you remember last week, I tried to warn you, Hurricane Dennis at the time was just charging towards the Florida panhandle. And yes, it did come ashore, and yes, the predictions by many of the meteorologists here locally, if not all, were that we were just going to get lots and lots of rain, just this drenching rain. Well, it didn't happen. It's easy to be an armchair quarterback and see why it didn't happen, but I'm telling you right now, we didn't get all that big rain, and I was even worried that some of you might get flooded. Well, so now it's starting to get a little dicey, especially if you have live in a lot of parts of the greater Cincinnati area, believe it or not, are built on, and actually your house is built on glacial clay. My house happens to be one of them. And if you were to come over to my house right now, and you're more than welcome to come over this morning if you want, we'll chew the fat, I'll show it to you. Right out by the front, right out by the street, by my driveway on the left-hand side, is a clump of, I'm sure Denny would say they're Texas bushes. They're kind of ugly. I don't know who invented Texas bushes, but they... Oh, never mind. I don't want to go there. Anyway, so the soil underneath these bushes, there's cracks in the soil that I feel that I could fall into. And we have in this area these expansive clay soils. And that's when you're thinking, it's all right, yeah, Tim, it's early in the morning, yawn, expansive. What does that mean? Well, I'll tell you what it means. As these soils get wet, they expand, and when they dry out, they contract. Well, you see that. I'm sure as a kid you may have seen some mud puddles, like you'd be on a construction site or whatever. It would rain, and all of a sudden the dirt would dry out, and you'd see all these big cracks that are maybe a quarter or half inch wide and be in this random pattern, and you would think that looked pretty cool. Well, the problem is, not only is that soil contracting sideways, because that's what's happening. The soil kind of puffs up like a marshmallow when it gets wet, but as it dries, it shrinks and contracts, and it loses that moisture, and it kind of tears itself apart. That's what makes those cracks. Well, the problem is not only does it lose size sideways, it loses it up and down. So that's going up and down is a bad thing for your house. And a lot of homes here in town are built on slabs. People who live, for example, like where I live in Amberley Village, there's a lot of houses that were built in the 1950s on slabs. It was all of a sudden became a very popular method of construction. A ton of houses and garages and room additions around town here that are built on what we call shallow foundations. They've just got a crawl space underneath them. And I'm telling you, 3 weeks ago, I know this to be a fact because I was digging in it. I was actually, if you remember with my garden shed, I was sitting there digging those piers 30 inches, 32 inches deep to pour the piers. I'm telling you right now, that soil's dry, and you've got to water it. And you've heard this for years. People say water the foundation. Well, it's true. You want to keep that soil wet to kind of trick it into thinking that it's raining outside. So it's not hard to do. Get one of those soaker hoses. If you've got a shallow foundation, go ahead and just put the soaker hose around it and just let the water gently soak into the soil overnight. You don't have to flood it. And if you're building a new house, if you're talking with a builder, you're talking with a remodeler, this is the smart thing to do. I did it on many, many of the houses I built that had shallow foundations in parts of them. I know it sounds crazy. As soon as they pour the footer and they put the concrete block in on the outside of the foundation, put in the perforated drain tile. I like to use the white pipe that's got the holes in it. Aim the holes down, not up. And then at two or three locations around this foundation, put in a T-fitting and a vertical pipe that comes up to the surface. And what this vertical pipe allows you to do is when we get dry weather like this, it allows you to put a garden hose in it, turn the garden hose on low, and you immediately are putting water all the way down right on top of the footer. That's a good thing. Make sure you cover that perforated pipe with about 6 inches of gravel, washed gravel, and you will never have any foundation problems. Doors cracked, doors that won't open or shut, windows that are cracked, walls that are cracked, foundations that are cracked. If you just keep that soil at a constant state of moisture, and it's so easy to do, and it's inexpensive. But if you don't have the pipes in place, then it's a little harder to do. There are some other tricks. One quick trick before we go to the phones. I've done this, and it's really effective. Get yourself a ground auger. Even if you have to buy one of those tulip augers that gardeners use to like drill a hole in the soil that you can put on an electric drill, drill down as far as you can go, maybe 18, 24 inches. Drill as many of those holes as possible, maybe 6-9 inches apart, but fill them up with pea gravel. Just fill the hole complete with pea gravel. Then when you put that soaker hose on or even a lawn sprinkler, the water immediately goes very deep into the soil. It penetrates quickly, and it'll keep that soil dry. It's a really, really good thing to do.